with Rosh Chodesh coming up, one of the topics that's been on the sheet for a long time that I have not yet discussed is Rosh Chodesh. There are 12 simanim in Shulchan Aruch about Rosh Chodesh. I cannot do 12 simanim in 10 minutes, so the way I narrowed it down is we're not going to discuss the most practical, I shouldn't say most practical, we're not going to discuss the most often discussed topics relating to Rosh Chodesh, which of course is Yalav Yavo, Kriyas HaTorah, changes in davening. What I want to discuss is whether there's an element of celebrating Rosh Chodesh and how one would celebrate Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara Maseches Erechin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, and the Gemara Chagiga Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara in Shabbos Chav Dalet Amud Aleph all assume or state explicitly that it is permissible to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, that it's not like a regular Yom Tov where you're not allowed to do malacha, it is mutter to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. However, there is a Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis where the Gemara tries to explain why we read a certain amount of Aliyos on certain days and different amounts of Aliyos on other days. And the Gemara says, well, we read four Aliyos on Rosh Chodesh, not three, because no one's working anyway. Since you can't do work on Rosh Chodesh, there's no malacha. It wouldn't be bitul malacha to read the extra Aliyah, because there's no bitul malacha Rosh Chodesh, which implies that people aren't working on Rosh Chodesh. So that's the stira between the three Gemaras on the one side and the one Gemara on the other side, whether or not we in fact do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So how do we resolve the stira? So there are two basic approaches. Tosfos Maseches Megillah Chaf Beis and Beis Dibra Maskel O Dilma writes that work is permissible, it's mutter to do, but they just didn't do it that often. So it wasn't a problem of bitul malacha to be masake in a fourth aliyah, because most guys weren't working on Rosh Chodesh. But really, it's mutter to do, and that's the other three gemaras that say that it's mutter to do. The Tur in Siman Tov Yud Zayin has a different yishuv for the stira, and he says, no, the vart is that women don't do work on Rosh Chodesh. Men, the other half of humanity, does work on Rosh Chodesh. Just women don't do work on Rosh Chodesh. And the raya to that is from Yerushalmi in Maseches Tainis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav in Yerushalmi, which says that it is a viable minhag for women to not do work on Rosh Chodesh. The clear mashmaos of the Yerushalmi is that if men were to decide that we're not going to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh anymore, that would not be a viable minhag. So the Yerushalmi seems to highlight a distinction between men and women. That's the raya to the Torah. That's probably the source of the Torah. He goes on to quote the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, which is quoted in Rashi and Tosfos in Megillah and Daf Chav Beis, that the reason women specifically have a unique din on Rosh Chodesh is it's a schar for the women, that the women didn't contribute their jewelry to the Cheda Egel, and as a schar, they get to celebrate Rosh Chodesh in a more profound way. The Darkei Moshe says, no, it's not about schar for the Cheda Egel, it's a totally different idea. It's that women are connected to the month. The Vesas of a woman's cycle is connected to the month. So therefore, it's connected to the lunar month. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh is more meaningful to her because it actually has a physical expression in her body, in the way that she physiologically works. And therefore, it's something that's more special for women. Some of the later Achronim point out that the nafkamina between what the two reasons might be is whether single girls are included. There is a machlokas Achronim whether single girls are included in that minhag not to do malacha. If you hold that it's a din in the reward for not contributing the jewelry to the Cheda Egel, so the way they taina is that the single girls didn't contribute either. And if you hold that it's about the Vesas, well, a single girl can have a Vesas, but it doesn't really matter. Meaning the Vesas only really starts to play a role when she gets married. It's not really true lahalacha in times when Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when we have to worry about Tum and Tara, but okay. Anyway, you could say the Nafkamina the other way also, probably, if you really needed to. The Torah then quotes his brother, Rav Yehuda, who says that the three regalim correspond to the Avos, the 12 Rosh Chodesh correspond to the 12 Shvatim, and then the Shvatim sinned at the Cheda Egel, and therefore Rosh Chodesh was given to the women. Now, which day of Rosh Chodesh should we, if there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, which day or both should we do this minhag of not doing malacha? So the Beis Yosef quotes machlokas about it. In Halicha Shlom, it says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach was makbid in his house that the women didn't do malacha on both days of Rosh Chodesh. But what does it mean not to do malacha? What kinds of malacha do they have to do? Not let it turn on light? Both days Rosh Chodesh. I don't think most women are going to find that to be very helpful, and they're not going to view that as a really wonderful reward. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Yud Zayin writes, two opinions, whether it's all work or only work that they could make money from, meaning that they could do housework, whatever they would do around the house. Definitely not defined by Melech HaShabbos. The question is hard work, the kind of work that they do their job. They could take a day off from work. That's the Beis Yosef. The Bach says that no, we have to be very careful over here. It's not supposed to be a chumrah for women, says the Bach. It's supposed to be a kula, so they could do whatever they want. The point is that if a man employs a woman, he has to let her take that day off. That's what it means. There's a minug that women don't do malacha, that if a husband has his wife often do a lot of different things for him, he should let her take it easy on Rosh Chodesh. That is, it's supposed to be a kula, it's not supposed to be a chumrah. The Aruch HaShulchan in Os Yud writes that Etzleinu nashe balei batim ein osos malacha v'nashma oskos bu'umnos osos malacha. He says that women who work for a living do go to work on Rosh Chodesh, the housewives take it easy on Rosh Chodesh. That was the minhag that Aruch HaShulchan said. V'tzarech lomer d'lo kiblu alai l'hafsid parnasasan. Why? It's based on that idea of the Bach, that the women didn't want to lose money. They didn't want to take the day off from work because then they lose a lot of money. But to take a day off from ironing their husband's shirts, that's okay. They don't mind taking the day off from doing something like that. So the Lahalacha Shulchan Aruch and Tafyud Zayin Osalv says it's a minhag tov for women not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. The Rama says which malachos not to do depends on the minhag of that makom. Mishra Brura says that men should not take on this minhag. It's an invalid minhag for men to take on to not do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Rav Shlomo Zalman in his household says in Halicha Shlomo would have the women not sew or weave or launder, do laundry on Rosh Chodesh until they invented something called the washing machine. Then he let them do the laundry because it was only pushing a button. It's so easy. It's a joke. So that's not really called malacha. But before they invented that, so he wouldn't allow them to do the laundry on Rosh Chodesh. What about eating, having a special meal on Rosh Chodesh? So eating has two sides to it. There's the Isra fasting and then the potential chiyuv of eating, right, which are two different things. The Mishnah Tainis Tesvavim Beis says that we're not gozer a Tainis on Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is not allowed to fast. Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Yud Ches quotes Rabbi Yeruchim that once the Megillah's Tainis is batla, so now it's okay to fast again. However, that's Beis Yosef says that's Rabbi Yeruchim Shita, but every other Rishon on record explicitly disagrees with Rabbi Yeruchim and says that it is still Asr to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So some Rishonim assume that it's even an Isra Midaraisa to fast on Rosh Chodesh based on the Gemara and Tainis Yizayim and Beis. Beis Yosef says that no, it's probably an Asmachta. It's not Mestavit to say that it's an Isra Minatara Mamish. But whatever it is, it's Asr to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Shulchan Aruch has a whole bunch of details. If you're Mekabel on yourself a series of Tainios and you started in advance, okay, but not so Nogel Lemaisa, I don't think. Ideally, we try not to be Mekabel a fast, Lahalacha, we're not Mekabel a fast on Rosh Chodesh. What about Su'ud? Is there a mitzvah to eat something special on Rosh Chodesh? So the Beis Yosef rejects each source to suggest that there is a reason to eat a meal, and the Bach defends each. So the Torah quotes a whole bunch of sources. Beis Yosef rejects each one, and the Bach defends each one. So the way I'll just mention the sources, I'll mention why the Beis Yosef rejects them. The Gemara Megillah Daf Hamad Aleph says it lists Sudas Rosh Chodesh together with Sudas Purim in one breath. The Gemara Megillah. So the Beis Yosef says, nah, the Ran over there says it's not talking about Sudas Rosh Chodesh. It's not talking about a Suda to eat on Rosh Chodesh. It's talking about a special Suda they would eat to celebrate the Ibur HaChodesh. So that's a different part. It has nothing to do with the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Second source, the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud, says, Ubiyom Simchaschem, Ubimawadechem, Uberashe Chachechem. Sounds like Rosh Chodesh is a Simcha and a Moed, right? Puts together with Simcha and Moed. So it's equated with the Moed. Beis Yosef says, Asmachta. I'm not convinced that that's a halacha that you need to eat on Rosh Chodesh. Paskin Shmuel Aleph, Perichav Pasuk Chavtah says, David tells Yonasan when he needs to explain to Shaul why he's not there at the Suda, says, tell your father that I'm not there because Zevach Mishpach Alanu, because we have a family gathering, a family Suda that I need to go to, because it's Rosh Chodesh. It was on Rosh Chodesh that he said it. So you see, that was Dafka Rosh Chodesh that he waited for to be able to say that I have a family gathering. So Beis Yosef says, no, it could be they happen to have had a family gathering. Once they have a family gathering, what are you going to do at a family gathering? So you eat. So they ate. But it's not because there's an Indian dafka to eat on Rosh Chodesh. So basically, one after the other, just picks off each reason. The Torah then quotes the name of the Psikta, final reason, that Kol Mizonovsav Shal Adam Ktsuvim Lomirosh Shana Ad Rosh Hashanah, the Sikta says that all the, of a person's food is set for him from year to year, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, chutz mimashem motzi b'shabbos v'yom tovim v'rashay chadashim v'chol shel moed, except for money spent on enhancing Shabbos, Yantif, Rosh Chodesh, Mechol HaMoed. As much money as you spend on your Rosh Chodesh Suda, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you back. That doesn't come off of your Cheshbon Gadol. So that's what the Torah quotes from the Pesik. The Beis Yosef says, not convinced by that one either. Because in our version of that, in the Gemara Beit Sadaf Tezayin, it quotes that same statement, but it doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. So he says, so obviously our Gemara doesn't paskin like that. We don't paskin that Rosh Chodesh has any. Nevertheless, the Minagiz, or Cheshulchad says, our Minagiz not to have a meal per se, because of the Beis Yosef rejections, people therefore don't, you know, we don't know of many people that have a special Rosh Chodesh meal because the Beis Yosef rejects all these reasons. Also, because nowhere in Talmud Bavli is there an explicit reference to Rosh Chodesh meal. The only time it makes reference to a meal that's anything like it is in the Gemara Sanhedrin, which is a meal about the Ibra Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh. However, Mishabura says we should have something special to eat during the daytime of Rosh Chodesh. Pri Chadash, quoted by the Shaar Tzion, says best to have bread, it's best to wash on Rosh Chodesh. Certainly not required, that's why you don't repeat Yalav Yavo. If you forget Yalav Yavo and benching, you don't repeat benching. But it's best to have bread. Mishabura says you definitely could and should spend generously on your meal for Rosh Chodesh because God's going to reimburse you anyway. That's what we saw from the Pesikta. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that our minhag is the best thing to do is have one extra food, whether Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh on a weekday, one food beyond what you would normally have on a regular Shabbos or a regular weekday. One extra thing, and if you have that one extra thing, that's the kiyum of the minhag. Magen Avraham suggests that Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos just continue Shalosh Chodesh late into the night, and that will be the hecker that it's a special kind of Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's not going to be much of a hecker because we all do that anyway. So it's not going to help us much. That's why we just makbid. We have one extra food. One extra food at Shal Shudas or at one of the Shabbos meals. And that way we're makayim our Simchas Rosh Chodesh. Okay, maybe we'll do